saying to all of you that when these things happen, it is important for us to stand together because we never know who is the next, what community will be next. Yes. And we are members of this city. We are residents of the HRM. We are citizens, and we deserve to be heard. And so we are just wanting to let the city know that we are here and we will not be denied.
All right.
We're going to walk down to St. Patrick's, and when we get there, then we'll have a short rally. So just sing along if you know the words to some of the songs. To some who may be watching this, they could not see where we would ever think that this neighborhood might be a Zion. But those who have lived here over the years, who have grown up here, have seen this neighborhood flourish and remember, we remember the day.
Yes.
We remember the days when this was the destination in the city. We remember the day when this area thrived.
Yes.
And so we look to those days, and we want to continue in that. We don't want our neighborhood to fall away. Mm-hmm. When you take away the school out of a neighborhood, when you take away its churches, when you take away what holds and binds people together, then the neighborhood begins to fall away. And so we come today to stand strong to say we will not allow our neighborhood to fall away. We will not allow our community to be diminished. We will continue to fight to be heard, and we will continue to fight to preserve what we have known. And so as we come together today, we just want to remind the city that this is a community of people. It is not just a spot on a map. Just a piece of geography or a piece of real estate. We gather to send the message to the HRM City Council that we are profoundly disappointed at the decision council has made to sell the former St. Patrick's Alexandra School to a developer. Yay! 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 We are disappointed that once again, the community was not consulted about how the property should be used or whether it should be disposed of. We are disappointed that acknowledgement of past wrongs have seemingly not influenced or corrected present behavior. 40 years ago, the city invested in this community by building this school. So we have just had a multi-million dollar asset taken from us at the push of a button. Amen. Residents of the North End have watched since the late 80s the decline of commerce in this neighborhood since Gottesian Street was turned into little more than a traffic corridor to move traffic from the McDonald Bridge to downtown. But in the last few years, people who have written off the North End have begun to see that it is a prime location for those who work downtown. They see it as a certain, that it has a certain vibe that makes it an attractive and trendy place to live. And now we witness the gentrification of the neighborhood as developers grab as much of the land as they can to build condos and high-rises while our children do not have the necessary services that they need to survive and to thrive. Along with AUBA clergy and community leaders, I have met with the mayor, law enforcement, and public safety for over 2 years discussing what we can do to try to address the drugs and violence in our community. As we see our children dropping out of school and choosing dangerous lifestyles, parents, teachers, and community members struggle with ways to help our young feel valued. We want to show them that they are human beings, that they have worth, and that they have alternatives. Yes. They need legitimate jobs, yes, so they don't have to resort to illegal activities. Yes. But they cannot get jobs without proper education. Mm-hmm. They are caught in a vicious and destructive cycle. The traditional education system has failed them, so we need alternative methods.
Yeah.
The Safer Communities Working Group envisioned the partnering of educators, social workers, health service providers, spiritual advisors, and business people to offer the counseling, training, and education needed to educate our young, reduce the violence in our city, and build a viable labor force. We talked about needing a facility. It is heartbreaking to have this property, which so perfectly fits the vision, glibly taken away from us. It is even more disheartening to think that those I believed were sincere in helping our cause did nothing to stop this sale, nor urge council to follow its own process of talking to the community before making a decision.
Shame.
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 A vote of 18-4 plainly shows that the majority of councilors,
yes,
simply do not care what happens in this community.
Shame.
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 It is a sad day in the HRM when profit comes before people.
Yes.
But saints, we are gathered here, and I've asked you to come to understand that we cannot give up. So I urge you to write your counselors, write your MLAs and your MPs, and let them know that this is not the end. We will not just go away. We will continue to do all we can to be heard. We will continue to raise our voices so that we can save our community. Thank you.